You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, thanks for making us part of your day. Lucius is out, his house flooded. Eric Chiafalo is out on a birthday, and Chief's going to be with Sean tomorrow morning. Matter of fact, he's going to pull the morning drive shift tomorrow as RJ Choppy has fallen ill. We got the top 10 questions the Cowboys must resolve in their final stretch of the regular season. This is courtesy Calvin Watkins in the Dallas Morning News. Joseph Hoyt Morning News going to join us coming up at 6 o'clock. Mavs fans, Bobby Corella is going to join us coming up at 4:20, 80 minutes away from Bobby Corella, one of our favorite Mavs insiders talking hoop, as they're enjoying the third of like 4 days off in a row. Don't play till Friday. They get the Nets on Friday. Okay, question number one, is Tyler Guyton the starting left tackle? Going into camp, it wasn't clear. Then it looked like he tore his ACL. Then he was back after 3 or 4 weeks of rehab, and he's been pretty dang good. The last two games before the injury, I think it was one pressure combined over the last two games for Tyler Guyton. And since he has stepped aside and Nate Thomas has come in, it has been an absolute pressure disaster. You know, Dak's pretty good if it's coming off the right side there with Terrence Steele, because that's more clearly in his field of vision. And if left tackle is not performing ideal, he can mitigate that as well. But both failing, it seems to be a kryptonite for this Cowboys offense in big moments. So, you know, I think you got to bet that Guyton is going to continue to improve and that he should be your left tackle of the future. And years three and year four will have a lot to say with that. But for now, you're already looking at replacing one tackle. So let's bet on Guyton moving forward.
Yeah, I you know, Guyton has played more snaps. And correct me if I'm wrong there, Wolchuk. He's played more snaps now at left tackle than he did at right tackle.
He has.
At Oklahoma.
Yep.
So, you know, for all the people that want to say, I'll move him over to the right side and let him handle that, oh, he's better over there, he's shown that he could play at a high level as a left tackle. Keep him playing over there. Let him keep working over there, and then kind of figure out what's going on at the right side. And, you know, whether it's move on from Steele, play Thomas over there, draft somebody, whatever you have to do. But I think that I would just continue to let Guyton develop over there on that left side.
Yeah, I think what you said there about Thomas is more interesting than the Guyton dilemma, because Guyton should be locked in at left tackle until he fails, and I don't think he's going to. I think he'll be somewhere between average to pretty good out there, and you'll take that. But at right tackle, could Nate Thomas play well enough to make you think going into the draft and free agency these should be our guys next year?
See, that's what happened with Nate Thomas, and with, you know, when he played right tackle against Arizona, That was a problem. That's where, you know, Arizona had not given up. They had not had a lot of pressures and all that. And all of a sudden, you know, he was in a really, really bad spot. Looked really good at left tackle against Kansas City.
He sure
did. You were, like, encouraged by that. That was, you know, having to go against Karloftis and guys like that. And he was okay. Didn't give up a pressure, as we talked about. But, yeah, there's the thought about would you work him over at right tackle? I mean, right now, I would sure consider it. There's been some, like, he's kind of gone a little bit, some, you know, back and forth and with some reps, but he looks more comfortable, I think, over there at on the left tackle, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but if you could lock him in at right tackle, and maybe you want to move Guyton to right tackle and play Nate Thomas at left tackle, depending on how the rest of the season goes. But if you could get into the draft and not need to take a tackle and not need to buy one in free agency, that would be huge.
I don't think they're going to take a tackle, to be honest with you.
I don't think that in a perfect world they'd like to. I do, and Nicky threw that out today with Sean and RJ that, like, hey, he would still have tackle. I think they're really going to be focusing on the defensive side of the ball. In a perfect world, I think they're taking two defensive players in the first round. But I do think, like, if you watch Fano at Utah at right tackle, to me that's a plug-and-play guy. That's an immediate upgrade.
Yeah.
So depending on how the board falls your way, if he's the guy, I mean, I don't know if he's necessarily their sixth best player and they're picking at 15 and he's the highest-rated guy on their board, I don't know how necessarily you pass up on that,
dude.
He's
the first tackle off the board, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Dane's highest-rated guy right now.
Even as a right guy. Like, what makes me wonder is do teams just say, like, well, I want a left tackle, so then maybe the Miami kid shoots up there.
Yeah.
But I think he's clearly the best tackle in the class, and he's one of the better right tackles that I've studied in the last few years. He's just a super clean player.
He played left tackle as a freshman, was pretty good there. He actually, I don't know how they got him eligible. Maybe the rules are different, but he actually lined up at left tackle as a freshman, kicked out for a screen, caught the ball, and ran it in from the 10, and looked like an athletic tight end doing it.
I mean, like, he glides. Like, his footwork is so smooth. But just to clarify, Guyton, 14 starts at right tackle in college at OU. He's got 21 starts now at left tackle.
Well, it's a huge home run. I was definitely apprehensive about betting on him, but at this point, he's done enough to feel good about that. And that would be amazing if the offense could still be top five with that kind of tackle play. It would be intriguing, though, to wonder what happens if we can eliminate the pressure off the edges. And that's why I would still consider right tackle in the draft. Question. But, go ahead.
Real quick, Zach, have you or either one of you, I know you both look at film. Have you anybody looked at Proctor yet from Alabama?
No. And okay. I have watched Alabama games specifically for him this year.
Yeah.
I've been a little disappointed.
Okay.
And just watching him just on the TV copy.
Okay.
Because coming into the year, he was supposed to be that top tackle.
Yeah. I wondered if you put Proctor and Booker next to each other, what that kind of a combination.
I mean, that could be fun just because they've played together.
Right.
I mean, that and Proctor is much more of that mauler type of game than
massive.
What Fano is.
Yeah.
Yeah, big boy. Also has the athleticism where they've thrown him out on passing routes there at Alabama. But I have not done the tape study. I've just specifically watched Alabama games this year to watch him. And I've been a little underwhelmed at times.
Yeah, and Utah has another guy, Lomo.
Yeah, their left guy.
Their left tackle guy, too.
He's also good. I just don't think he's as good as Fano.
No, I don't think so either.
Question two, what is Sam Williams' future?
I am out on Sam Williams returning to the Cowboys. Now, Blogging the Boys did have an article this week, which I did think was interesting. Do you treat him like Dorrance Armstrong? Where, you know, Dorrance was a guy, ended his rookie career, contract, they signed him to a 2-year deal that was not overly expensive, and he did perform well, then got a big payday with Washington. So what's the market like for a player like Sam Williams? I think that would be the question. If you can bring Sam back and it's something where you're paying him $2 to $4 million a year, then okay. But to me, you've had 4 years of Sam Williams. It stunk that he lost all last year due to the injury, but he's a player that will line up offside, so he'll get some silly penalties where it's roughing the passer, and he's just hot and cold. He lacks consistency. And at this point in his career, where he's a flash player, I just think you can do better than him at a consistent basis. So I wouldn't be, he's not a high guy on my priority list to bring back. I'd much rather get Clowney back on a one-year deal.
I like him. I think the players like him. And in the right role for the right percentage of your salary cap, he's a really good player to have on your team. But I wouldn't want them bringing him back at significant money to like be a starter.
Yeah.
That would be a disappointment. I think they need to go out and sign Trey Hendrickson is what they need to do.
I'm with you on that.
Okay, question three, can Revel get more playing time? I'd say absolutely. I mean, even at 100% healthy when Diggs is back, I want Revel out there getting – you know, maybe half the game worth of reps, but I don't think there's any reason to believe that Diggs coming back or Bland is going to be any kind of a progress stop on
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On Revel, I do think that less of a permanent role might be good for him right now.
Yeah, I was looking at real quick. I was looking up Sam Williams, the over-the-cap valuations is what they have. He's at $4.2 million as a player.
I'd take that.
Yeah, yeah. $2 to $4 million anywhere. Yeah. I mean, I think that you need bodies there, and he is a guy that at times can be a really good pass rusher. But when he's thrust into a position where he's got to be a starter for you, I think you start to see the weaknesses in his game.
Question three, is Ryan Flannoy the number three wideout?
Oh, that's been a yes since training camp. I've been trying to tell everybody this, but nobody wanted to listen at the time. Ryan Flannoy's that guy.
We're listening now, Wolchuk.
He's got the talent. He's got the build. And most importantly, that guy has the character that Brian Schottenheimer wants. If you listen to Ryan Flannoy talk, he is somebody that wants to be great. He does not shy away from, I want to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. Will he ever achieve that? Probably not. But he is a guy that has made the most of all of his opportunities. I think he's a solid blocker. And I think you were able to see him step up in a big moment when it came to the Jets game when CeeDee wasn't able to play. On Thursday night when CeeDee gets knocked out, Pickens is drawing a lot of coverage. What's Ryan Flannoy do? He goes ahead and benefits off that and makes the plays. To me, Ryan Flannoy has been that guy. They should have moved on from Tolbert, gotten whatever they could from him before the season started. Forward thinking. Think ahead. You had a guy that had all the traits and the talent that you took in the sixth round from a small school guy. Believe in that kid. They didn't until now. They got into the season and they're seeing, I don't know, maybe there's other people in that building that saw what I saw, but I am a Ryan Flannoy fan. I think if you keep Pickens, you've got three dogs at wide receiver, man.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is, can he be a good wide receiver too when one of your guys is out? I mean, so far from what he's shown, I wouldn't bet against it. You know,
has the injury report come out yet? Because I'm interested to see what Lamb did today. I can't get anybody to tell me anything about a concussed player.
It looked like he was out there practicing. The only player that was not out there was Malik Hooker, and that might have been a veteran day off.
Okay.
But I don't think the actual full, like, was it limited? Was it full? We don't know that yet.
Okay, because like I was saying, if it was a situation, you might find out real quick if he's a good number two or not.
He was bouncing around, and
it's true.
If Lamb doesn't get out of the protocol this week.
Yeah, and I have no problem with it. Like, I don't think the offense missed that much of a beat. And I think it's a testament to the scheme. It's a testament to Dak Prescott and Flannoy that their offense, you know, stayed humming along even after CeeDee Lamb, who had six catches for 120 yards, had to come off the field with a concussion. Okay, speaking of wide receivers, can George Pickens improve his off-the-field antics? I don't know if it's off the field antics. I think the only thing wrong with him is during the plays. You know, if are you giving 100% effort?
Well, they're hinting the fact that he misses meetings and is spending the night out before a game. That's what they're hinting at, right?
How much of that is unusual, Brian? Players being late to meetings, like that type of stuff.
One of our dear friends, Dez Bryant, was a captain of it. You know what I would do if I was a receivers coach for the Cowboys? I wouldn't start the meeting until George showed up. Then he's not late for the meeting. But to me, that's kind of when, you know, that's what you're dealing with right now with some of these players. You're dealing with guys, especially the ones that play at such a high level. There's guys that are absolutely locked in, take it serious and all that. I'm not saying George doesn't take it serious, but he has a hard time being there on time.
I mean, as an on-time guy, like my dad always had anxiety about being on time. It transferred to me. I don't get it. I really don't get it, but I think some people are just such free spirits, or, you know, they don't mind when people are late. It's kind of like a island mentality, you know, where you get over there to Hawaii and you meet some locals and they're like, yeah, we'll be here at this time. They aren't there for like 90 minutes and you're like, what the hell is going on? They're like, what are you talking about? Everything's fine. We're just chilling. We're just cruising.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's having a good time. So why make a big deal out of it? And my best friend growing up was like that, Cameron. I was like, dude, we've been waiting for you for 45 minutes in this parking lot. Doesn't that bother you that we're just like, you just took 45 minutes of everybody's time?
And because, you know, people are waiting on you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what bothers me. I hate the thought of like, I'm going to be late and now people are waiting and now I'm inconveniencing other people. Some people just don't have that. I'll get there when I get there and the party don't start till I walk in. And maybe George is one of those guys. I don't know why I have become very angry now when people are negatively just
wasting your time.
No, this George Pickens thing. I feel like George has got a negative connotation towards him that isn't even real. That people have kind of blown this thing out of proportion. You can be tardy, you can be late.
Yeah.
But where there's issues is when you are causing friction in the locker room, to me, right? And George has been labeled as like this bad egg, this bad character guy, this dude who's like breaking the law and getting in trouble off the field. He's never once been in trouble off the field. And I haven't heard a bad word about him as a teammate since he's been in Dallas. And maybe that is, hey, it's a contract year and I'm trying to go out there and be my best self so I can go out there and get paid. But it's clear when you listen to national analysts talk about this and the rest of the league, there is this perception of George that he's been labeled as a guy that maybe doesn't care.
I owe our listeners an apology. I owe our listeners, because yesterday I should have challenged Mark Schlereth. I should have challenged him because I think his view was just, and I know Stink studies film and all that. I don't know if he studied George Pickens playing all the games, because we've talked about George Pickens as a route runner a bunch, and there's a lot of slow motion routes where George is not. I mean, it just so happened that it's a nationally televised game that way, and it's the only game in town, and now, you know, everybody's pointing that out. But I should have challenged him for like, well, is this just a one-game sample size, or is this you're telling me you've watched George Pickens play every week? Because if you watch George Pickens play every week, you would have seen some of this.
Yeah.
You know, you should have come on previous shows and talked to us about George Pickens not really caring how fast he runs routes.
Yeah, but the one game in, what, 14, that he doesn't do that. Now let's jump all over the kid.
Oh no!
This is the malcontent George Pickens. Yeah. And in Pittsburgh, they did get fed up with him being late. And it just didn't work with them.
Yeah.
But since he's been a Dallas Cowboy, he's been phenomenal. And it was one bad game. And was I frustrated in postgame with you? 100%. It was a game the Cowboys had to win, and they didn't. And CD was bawling. And when he goes out, I'm like, George, you've been that guy. Where are you? And unfortunately, he wasn't. But I'm not going to just go ahead and crush a dude for having one off game. If he come, and I expect him to come back and bounce back and be awesome Sunday night. I'd be stunned if George Pickens doesn't have 100 yards and a touchdown on Sunday night against the Vikings. I expect him to be his best self.
Well, if Flores wants to use the same coverage as the Lions did, you might just have to settle for Lamb and Flannoy having 100-yard games.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the impact of George Pickens. I think Shoddy said it best. Just take the big view of his body of work, and he's one of the best wide receivers in the game. If You know, you don't like everything about him. Join the club.
You put up with a lot of things for a star player.
Yeah.
As long as they play, as long as they play on Sunday and sometimes on Mondays.
We want to restock the shelves of the North Texas Food Bank for the holiday season. You can help. Just a couple of bucks or maybe more if you want to. 105thethefan.com/donate and we'll get the food in the bellies. Okay, C-Note's coming up next. I think there's five more questions here that must be answered in the final four games of the season. We'll pick that conversation up with you next year on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.